Returning land to a natural state to help the environment and nature is a movement gaining momentum. Here we look at some exciting projects which could see thousands of hectares of Norfolk landscape changing forever. 1,000 acres of Wild Ken Hill Estate in West Norfolk is being returned to nature.
A sprawling 4,000-acre estate on the edge of King's Lynn in West Norfolk is perhaps not the place you'd expect to find a pair of beavers. Yet that is exactly what you will find if, like me, you're lucky enough to be given a tour of Wild Ken Hill by Dominic Buskell, whose family have farmed there for generations. With their famously warm fur, protruding front teeth, and big flappy tails, these unassuming and characterful creatures, the beavers that is, have a hugely important task before them. Fenced into what's thought to be one of the biggest enclosures in England, they're the unwitting pioneers of an ambitious project to rewild 1,000 acres of the estate. They only came here in March, but you can already see their impact. This 50-acre site is already much wetter, and that's great news for biodiversity, says Dominic. Despite the odd initial concern amongst locals over flooding, overall, there's been support for the farm's furry new friends. Described by Dominic as ecosystem engineers, the two females were brought in to help create precious wetland habitat. We wanted to prove that, managed effectively, beavers can bring great benefits from mitigating flood risk to increasing species numbers. A handful of small dams have already appeared, and numbers will rise as beaver numbers increase. Two males are set to be released next month, with a license for up to 15. In as little as 5 years, Dominic expects to see big changes. They will have turned all of this dark forest into an amazing, wet and woody, marshy swamp, stuffed full of animals. We're super excited. As we bump along in the farm's green Land Rover, the effects of the family's progressive approach are all around. Huge wildflower borders surround the farm's commercial crops, offering natural corridors for insects, butterflies and birds, whilst poorly performing sandy fields are handed back to nature. Grinding to a halt, the dull hum of insects fills the air. Wildflowers and grasses sway in the breeze, part of a patchwork of colour and scent. Some, like the scarlet pimpernel, provide food for the elusive turtle dove, whose solemn call has all but vanished from the British countryside. The Buskells have adopted a three-pronged approach to this environmentally focused style of farming. First comes rewilding, a process that lets nature take care of itself. We make our way up a steep and stony track, moving deeper into the estate. At the top, an impressive rust-coloured carstone mansion stands like a stag in the centre of a glade. Around it, acid heathland, thick with heather, gorse and grass, is complemented by ancient oaks casting intricate shadows in the midday sun. As we introduce wild herbivores, this habitat will change and become much more open. Around 500 acres of the rewilding site is presently woodland, says Dominic. That will gradually move towards a wood pasture kind of environment, desirable because of its higher levels of biodiversity. Grazing animals like pigs, cows, and horses are critical because they carry seeds in their fur, fertilize the land with their dung, and help keep the forest clear, grazing saplings. As we move into the commercially farmed part of the estate, our conversation moves to regenerative farming. The focus here is on topsoil regeneration, increased biodiversity through reduced spraying, and ploughing and water cycle improvement. According to Buskell, richer, organically resilient soils help draw carbon out of the atmosphere and into the ground, a process known as sequestering. We've seen a 60% decline in some 214 priority species in the UK since 1970. I guess with modern commercial agricultural techniques, there's been an impact. Even the most die-hard conventional farmer might admit that. Farm manager Nick Padwick has been given the family's backing to test, trial and experiment with new and innovative ways of farming. Cover cropping, intercropping minimum and low till all help. We've got some very fancy new drills and different bits of equipment, grins Don. When you invert or plough the soil, you release carbon. You also kill organic matter, which lies at the core of soil health. It's all about what's living in there, says Dominic. You need different organisms, bacteria, fungi, and worms. Rather than destroying that through ploughing, our new equipment just runs along the surface and dusts the top. This, along with an increase in the number of weather stations across the farm, means that fertilizer use is down. Another big win. Here's an oilseed rape crop that we've already harvested. We put no fungicide or herbicide on at all this year. Around a month ago, I went into the field and it was full of ladybirds eating the aphids. It's a natural pest control. Another approach has been to stop farming the corners of irregularly shaped fields. In the bit we're not farming, we're saving more money on time, fuel, and labour. We can turn those borders back to nature. It's an ambitious plan that has big returns. We're going from a farming operation that emits greenhouse gases into the atmosphere each year to one that takes them out. The third and final approach at Wild Ken Hill is to take an active management approach to conservation. For the past 2 years, the Buskalls have been undertaking a big project to raise the water level in their wetlands that overlook the wash, and to manage the grazing more carefully. This creates the right conditions for rare wading birds like lapwing, curlew, and spoonbill. The major hope for the family is that their newly rewilded land, the wildlife-friendly approach to farming, and their conservation will inspire others to develop their own land, however large or small, in a similar way, with nature at its heart. I wonder out loud how they will collect and share data on the project so that others may learn from this still reasonably new approach. We have been working with the UEA to set up baseline surveys on invertebrates and birdsong, while also recording the organic content of the soil. Drones also help us to visually document change as it happens, says Dominic. The passion poured into this project is evident. The flowers, the woods, the land itself appear to be exhaling, as though finally being given a chance to breathe. What's really important is that when we have this discussion in 10 years and you ask me what's changed, I will be able to show you the evidence, says Dominic. And with that, we trundle back to the farmyard where a tractor and trailer unloads its golden bounty of corn.